What it do, what it do, what it look like, what it is. Walk That Talk Podcast, it's your boy Shotty Rock. Today's podcast is going to be about my New York Knicks. We got a big draft coming up. Whenever we do have the NBA draft. This guy that my Knicks is looking at, you call him, his family, the Kardashians of basketball, the Ball family. We're talking about LaMelo Ball. The Knicks is looking at him heavy right now. I ain't mad at him. New York needs some energy in Madison Square Garden. That Madison Square Garden's in the heart of New York City. The Knicks need somebody that's going to electrify the crowd in there every night. LaMelo Ball might be the kid that fits the bill to come to New York City. Change the culture. He's young. The young kid's going to like him. He already know how to handle big city. He's from California. The boy has over 5 million followers already. So I think the kid might be ready for New York City. You know, when they draft a star, they're afraid the star might come to New York City and forget about basketball. That's why they haven't drafted big name stars to come to New York City. They're afraid stars are going to come to New York City and forget to be in the gym. They're going to be running down 5th, 6th, 7th Avenue, shopping, buying stuff. You know what I mean? But I don't think LaMelo is that type of kid. He always comes from money, so he's going to be used to money. Money ain't gonna be nothing to him in New York City. He's been coming to New York City. You know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Then, the work he put in overseas in Australia and a few other places really has the possibility of him being a Knick. You know what I'm talking about? The boy averaged 17 points. 7 rebounds and 6 assists in the Australian League this past season at 19 years old. Against very good competition, high level pro competition. I mean, what do my Knicks have to lose taking LaMelo Ball? Guess what? I know players gonna want to come play with him. He come to the Knicks. You know what I'm talking about? Young players gonna want to come to the Knicks if LaMelo Ball's there. You know what I'm saying? His father can come to New York now. Because guess what? Nobody's bigger than New York City. LaVar Ball wouldn't be heard in New York City. You know, they'll show him love. But nobody's bigger than New York City. You know what I'm saying? Media will keep him quiet real quick in New York City. Then you got a factor in. He's with Rock Nation Sports. Headquarters is right in New York City. Rock Nation Sports. So LaMelo Ball being a Knick, it's about about a 90% chance of happening, man. The only thing I can see messing that draft pick up, they let Dolan go up there and pick somebody. Dolan, how do you kick Spike Lee out? God, how do you kick Oakley out? You know what I'm talking about, Dolan? Come on, man. You're doing too much, Dolan. Ain't nobody know you like that. Don't nobody know you don't like that. Ain't nobody come to Madison Square Garden to see Dolan, man. Besides your family and your neighbors, man. Ain't nobody come there and see you, man. Also, with my Knicks, we gotta get more players that fit New York City style, man. Play. we always get players that don't fit the city style. I don't know what the Knicks be looking like down there on the court. Like, man, this ain't the way we play basketball in New York. You know what I'm saying? We compete. We fight to the end. You know what I mean? We don't give up. If we gonna lose, we gonna lose fighting. That's always been the Knicks style, baby. You know what I mean? You gotta bring your game when you come to New York. Can't be lying down. We playing for the Knicks, man. We playing in Madison Square Garden, the Mecca, baby. Where the history happens. You know what I'm saying? Patrick Ewing scores 50 on the Celtics. Melo goes for 60. You know what I mean? Bernard King goes. I'm talking North kid. Talk Knicks history. Excuse me. Knicks history. You know what I'm talking about? You're talking Patrick Ewing. Number one pick. 85 draft. You know what I'm saying? Mark Jackson, rookie of the year. You know what I'm saying? Kenny Skywalker, slam dunk champion. You know what I mean? Trent Tucker. Christmas Day off the backboard to beat the Bulls. You're talking Knicks, baby. You're talking the Knicks, baby. We're talking John Starks, headbutting Reggie Miller. We're talking Mace in your face, Anthony Mace. We're talking the Knicks, man. We had a pulse in the 90s, man. You knew when you came to New York, you was in for a battle. You knew you was in for a battle. Now you come to the Knicks, you know you're going shopping. You're going to the after parties. You ain't worried about the Knicks now. You know what I'm saying? You got to change that, Knicks. I love my Knicks. Yes, I do. In other news, Minnesota, I seen you guys taking over the Targets out there. Yeah. Minnesota said, nah, we ain't gonna mess up our neighborhood. We going to their neighborhood. We going to Target. That's moving with a plan. And guess what? Ain't no Targets in the inner city. All the Targets in the nice neighborhoods. Smart move, Minnesota. Way to move with a strategy. Also, I see y'all out there protesting in Minnesota. I see, you know what I mean? Doing it right. It ain't right, the police is shooting rubber pellets at people off the rooftops out there in Minnesota. That needs to stop. You know what I'm saying? Keep it peaceful, Minnesota. Keep it peaceful until they cross the line. Well, they already crossed the line, so, you know what I mean? That's what it is, Minnesota. Shout out to the guys in D.C. They took the action with the police. I'm not saying it's right, but I understand the frustration of a black man taking action with police. I understand. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get us. We might as well get them. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to look for them, but if they started, so be it. You know what I mean? We got to protect us. We got to protect each other to look like us out here. Can't let your brother get harassed by police and you stand there and just watch. You got to get involved too. Fuck it. They gonna go to jail, take me too. I ain't letting you go to jail by yourself and they do something to you, fam. They gonna do something, they gotta do something to both of us. Guess what? Police ain't gonna take them chances. They probably lock you up, yeah. But they ain't gonna, you know what I mean? We start standing together, make sure the police do the right thing as they apprehend each other, people in the community. They can't shoot us if we all standing there watching. You know what I'm saying? Telling the brother to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? We got your back. If we all out there standing, watching police do their job correctly, telling the brother just calm down. Tell the people calm down. We got you. Situations go a lot better out here. You know what I mean? gotta be some unity in the community. Without that, we have nothing, man. That's what the pandemic was for. To get us some unity in our communities around the world. We had nothing to do but be unified. Gotta get better out here, America. Gotta get better. Walk that talk. Got to get better. Look like the NBA definitely trying to come back in July. They do. That would change the world. Give the world something to do. Keep your mind off whatever else is going on out here. You know? Whatever else is going on out here in the world. Man, with all that's going on, I got to be thinking back to where I'm from. Newark, New Jersey. And at the time of what's going on right now in the world, Minnesota, you know, we had a big riot in 1967. Those riots. Off the same thing that's going on today. The same type of tactics and things police are using today. It's the same reason we had a riot in 1967. People got tired of the city of Newark. Harassment, mistreatment, not getting their voices heard. You know what I mean? So they took action. You know what I mean? And the crazy thing about it, they gave police and the mayor warning ahead of time. So what was going on? What was coming to happen in the city of Newark? You had the riots in L.A. and a couple other places. What happened before? You know, L.A., Harlem, Boston, Rochester. You know what I'm saying? So the city, the neighborhood, sent a letter to the city of the mayor and police. They took the note as a joke. The joke was on the city then, because they warned the people. You keep getting mistreated and all these other things happen, it's going to be a change to come to the city. Yeah. Google it. It's history. It's documented. The action they took in the city of Newark, the mistreatment of police in the city of Newark. But this is your boy Shotty Rock, and this is Walk the Talk Podcast. I'm signing out. Till next time.